And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Hey everybody, if you're getting for NaNoWriMo, I wanted to let you know about a little class I'm teaching on the Speakeasy platform. I'll be teaching NaNoWriMo Boot Camp on Tuesday, October 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can sign up at speakeasy.com. Come in and hang out and let's talk about NaNoWriMo.
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end.
It's the most wonderful time of year again, at least for writers. It is the end of September, beginning of October, and we're all starting to get ready for NaNoWriMo. It's I Should Be Writing, episode 66, season 17.
Well, I should be writing.
Hi there. Welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Merle Lafferty. And you know, I don't think I say this often enough, but this is the oldest podcast for writers that's still running. I am fairly sure this was the second writing podcast that ever existed, and it's still going. I probably need to pump that up more in the marketing talk, shouldn't I? Especially because I started with no sales and things are very different now, which is kind of cool. So yeah, I usually start out with what I've been up to, and it's been a hectic week of personal stuff. I actually had a good day of productivity today, but a lot of that was clearing out email, answering old stuff, talking over the Matt, taking a break on Ditch Diggers, thinking about what Ditch Diggers is going to become. Ditch Diggers is my other writing podcast where we talk more about business and less about craft and emotion. So I got a lot of those things wrangled today and feel pretty good, actually. It's surprising. But we're almost out of food, so I should probably go to the grocery store at some point. But that's not for this podcast. That is just for my head. And Numbers Ninja is here. Hello. Very glad to have you. Numbers Ninja is my mighty moderator. So, good news for me is, well, the good news is a lot of the stuff that was stressing me out earlier this week has stabilized, so things are better on a personal level. I saw my hematologist today and I don't have to get treatment for the blood thing that I have. I'm not going to go into it for details. It's not important and the details are kind of boring. Just the treatment is bloodletting, losing a lot of blood at once. We're very medieval here, and, my labs were good, so I didn't have to get one, which means I can have energy and do things for the next week. So that's a happy thing. So we have, if anybody in the chat has good news, I want to hear about it. Another bit of good news is I'm working on merch for, everybody. I've got some merch for Patreon supporters that was up a little while ago. I took that down. I'm going to be having just some various stuff available. If there's something that you want specifically, tell me, because I'll probably be able to make it. Phone cases are a new hell for me, because I have to make individual cases. So basically, I have to pull up the iPhone 11, put the art on it, save it. And this all takes a little while, you know, to process. And then pull up the Pixel, put the art on it, and save it. And so there are many, many options for phone cases that, but I have to go through each one. But yeah, the merch will be coming soon. I'm going to be setting up, I think I might be doing a NaNoWriMo special bundle with like a journal and possibly a special limited edition branded t-shirt. But I'll be putting that, links to that in the show next week when I get it up and running. And that's my good news. I'm going to check on chat while y'all decide whether you're going to tell me if, there's good news or not. Lady Luck, I made it through 3 rounds of interviews and maybe a dream job, and now I wait. That's very exciting. That is very good news. Good luck. I'm going to hit the yay button for you simply because you made it through 3 rounds of interviews, and that's amazing. Phased out, I am not going to read your Leech's song. It is my prerogative to not do this. You can sing all you want. Jess has good news. I don't know if this counts as good news, but I went to the beach for the first time since pre-pandemic times. Anything you've done since, for the first time since the pandemic started, is worth celebrating. Boy, howdy. And, hey, Teal Deer, we're about to get the last of the repair work done in our basement. After having a sewer backup 7 months ago. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, that's awful. Very glad. Very glad you got getting that fixed. Premie! I just typed the end on the novel that's due today during my lunch hour, cutting it a little close possibly. And you had a book come out earlier this week. You are just on fire. That's amazing. Congratulations, Premie. I hope there's plenty of cookies / red wine / expertly carved crudités in your future. I never know what anybody else uses for treats, so I have to go broad. Last Saturday, I went to the cinema for the first time. That's brave. Yeah. My husband and I made reservations to eat at a restaurant indoors around our anniversary. So, hoping we don't have a need to pull back on that. I mean, it's possible it's not a situation we could do takeout. It's pardon my butchering of the Japanese language, but it's omakase, where you just go and you get what the chef serves you. And so the experience is going to the restaurant and being served special chef-chosen things. So that's, yeah. Hopefully we'll be able to do that. Yeah, Premie, I tried to order your book and they told me it was, first they said it was on back order, and then they just said their distributor hadn't gotten their copies yet, so it's I'm looking forward to it. So, if you, listening at home, have any, or your car, or wherever, anyway, if you have any good news you want to tell me, and have the chat here, and have us push the yay button, and, you know, cheer you for anything, let me know, because we gotta have, we got to celebrate anything in this right now, you know? And in case you don't know this about this show, we cheer for rejections because working writers get rejected. Because if you get rejected, you're doing your job. You're just doing the really hard, awful part. But you're doing the job. And as Garfunkel and Oates say, it's better to be a loser than a spectator. Because you're out there trying. And you'll get better. So, Underpope has 85 submissions this year so far. You're definitely going to hit your goal, man. What are you going to do after that? Yeah, I was worried about the whole supply chain thing hitting the books, but that's why I ordered now. Like, I ordered several, like, presents in this book order. So, yeah, I tried. I tried to think ahead. I had three novellas come out this year. Preemie, you're a machine. You're amazing. Okay. I'm starting to teach a class today and I'm very nervous. Is that going to be in person, and is it kids or is it writers? Tell us more about this class. Is it online? Is it in person? What's going on here? Clarion West outlining. That's very cool. That's very, very cool. Except it's September. But anyway, I'm not telling Clarion how to do their business. They clearly do it just fine. But yes, you would definitely will rock it. Val, you're a very smart person with a lovely, calming voice, so I can see if someone's having a bit of a panic attack about their outline, I'm pretty sure you could talk them down. Hey, Kurt, good to see you. Tough acts to follow, but hey, I'm writing a bit for my writing group tomorrow. I'm afraid it accidentally turned into a werewolf story, and I'm sure they're going to hate it. Does that count as rejection? No, Kurt, that counts as self-rejecting. And that's what happens when you don't submit or don't hand your story over to your critique group. So, it might happen. But you won't know until you send it to them. Are they werewolf haters? Are they do they not like horror? Do they not like genre? Why are you afraid of this? Okay, Kurt, people around here are saying werewolves are good, so either you need to find a new crit group or just have faith in your werewolves, man. You can do it. You got this. You and the werewolves. We believe in it. I'm writing a dark fantasy novel with werewolves and vampires myself. Awesome. Werewolves are spiffy. Yeah, it's definitely coming up werewolves in here. Kurt, you got this. I fully believe in you. But if you have any more good news, let me know. I'll be happy to push the yay button in belatedly. No problem. And now for a word from our sponsor. We are still sponsored by the fabulous people at Scribophile, which decided to come to me and answer the question that I get all the time on this podcast, which is, how do I find a writing group? How do I find beta readers? I need people to crit my stuff and nobody will read it for me. And Scribophile is where you can find a writing community and get solid critiques, make some friends, get a trading of critique going. I did something similar to this back a long time ago, and I remembered really loving that community building aspect of it. I met Elizabeth Baer through that. I think she was one of the authors who were helping out, like helping out with the they had authors come in to help out to give it a little bit, give a couple of critiques here and there, sort of like a professional shine. But this was a while ago. Anyway, I'm saying that finding a crit group can really help. And since we're still in like half lockdown or whatever this is, it's good to find people that you can talk about this passion of yours with. So Scribophile.com is where you can find them. You can start a free version, a free account or a paid account. Check out, see what's available and appropriate for you. So Thank you to our sponsor, and we'll go on with the show. Update on the werewolves. They're going to get my werewolf story all right. They'll hate it, but because they're not really into this kind of story, but they will tell me what works and what doesn't anyway. They're good people. Well, you know, that's all you need. If you already know they're not going to like it, then, you know, you could hand it to them. Like, I know you don't like werewolves, but this story has a plot and characters, so tell me about that. But, yeah, don't worry about it, man. And find a group that likes werewolves. I just did the sponsor part. You could go there and find somebody. My writing group is one of the best things to ever happen to me, and not just writing-wise. And writing-wise, it's literally invaluable. That's fantastic. So yeah, if you don't have a group like that, consider getting one, because it can help out a lot. I remember putting my stories up there and just saying, look, all I want to know is if X is working or not. I don't need a full line-by-line critique. I know something's broken over here and I'm not going to deal with it right now. I need to know if, like, this character's motivation is right. And, you know, they will take that into consideration when they do their critique. Mine kept me going through the entire pandemic. It's a great group. That's awesome, Under Pope. I'm going to do this even though I feel kind of silly, because the odds of someone listening who don't know what NaNoWriMo is are so small. But, you know, it's kind of like the introduction to a book. Even if everybody knows what's going on, you probably should say something. My mother bought me a Dr. Phil book a long time ago. And I opened it and read the introduction. And he was on and on about his good friend Oprah. And dropping Oprah's name every single paragraph. And I thought, man, you're full of yourself. You know, name drop much? I didn't know that he was... I didn't watch Oprah, so I didn't know Dr. Phil, Oprah connection was so huge. But I remember he's like, he never said, in my working with Oprah on this, I did that. So I was just dropping the name of my close personal friend, Oprah. So I didn't have any context, and I thought he was kind of a jerk. I didn't read the rest of the book either. So it's a... Sometimes you should probably say the things in case there's somebody out there who doesn't know. So NaNoWriMo is called National Novel Writing Month. It was established 20 some years ago. I should have looked that up because I know they just celebrated 20 years a little while ago. Crap. Where's the history of NaNoWriMo? I should get Wikipedia. Ha ha. There we go. Started in 1999 with 21 participants. They're much larger than that now. So yeah, in 1999, Chris Beatty wondered if he could write a novel in 30 days. And before anybody gets pedantic, no, in at least science fiction, 50,000 is not a novel, actually. Or maybe it is. Is it over 40,000 is technically a novel? Is that right? Okay. Novella is... Wait, does it start at 40K or stop at 40K? Anyway, you won't find a novel on the shelves that's 50,000 words. But okay, thank you. Yes, technically, thank you everybody. 40,000 words and over is a novel, but you're not going to find anybody... Very few people buying that size. And the thing was, it's just that to hit a nice round number, and the goal was just to see if you could do it, see if you could start a project and stop a project and carry it through to the end. It's gotten a lot of crap because for a little while there were some writers going, well, every month is NaNoWriMo for me. I don't just do it in November. And that's just like, I feel like that's crapping on people who are not quite professional yet. Because anything you can get that helps you write is worth it. It is a going joke in the Patreon group, Discord, that I've never won. I've never, ever won NaNoWriMo. I have written a lot in a short amount of time. I've written 35,000 words in 1 week. That sucked. I wrote the solo novelization in a short amount of time. So I know I can start and finish a book, and I know I can write a lot at once. For some reason, just like trying to do it in November without an actual contract hanging over my head is the tough part. So yes, yeah, 30 consecutive days, that's the thing. And it being November, there's a major, major U.S. holiday that involves travel that kind of stands out. A while back, I interviewed Grant Faulkner, who's now the head of NaNoWriMo, and I was just like, okay, you got to tell me why November? And he's like, why not? Tell me another month that would have been better, because every month is going to have some holiday or some travel thing or some major event, like, you know, kids going back to school or something associated with it. And I guess that was a good point. They were just looking for 30 days in a row that somebody could try to write. So, and now, of course, it's not national, it's international, but they haven't changed the title of it. It goes all over the world. There are people from many places who do it. It's become a 501 charity that gives back to a lot of youth programs to help kids write, which I absolutely love. Because, I mean, I think about the people who encouraged my writing when I was a kid. And, you know, I am somebody who will quit easily. I'm better now. I'm stronger now. But as a kid, it was just like, you know, I try something and somebody laughs at me or treats me poorly or tells me not to do it, I would just like, oh, and be sad and probably not do it again. But I had teachers really encourage me to keep writing. And it's so important. I know people who've said that their teachers said their stories were bad or gross or too horrific, or they need to go to a psychiatrist or something because they were exploring various things in horror or science fiction or whatever, and that stopped them from writing. So I am very, very thumbs up on young writers programs, very much so. But the deal with NaNoWriMo is you can start 1201 on November 1st, which a lot of people do apparently, and then you do average 1,667 words a day on your story. It does not have to be good. It does not have to be coherent. It just has to be the same project, start to finish. No, not to finish. You don't have to finish in 50,000 words. That's just the goal. And it becomes a big community thing. You've got the camaraderie, you've got people doing, they do word sprints with each other, which basically means you start a timer and everyone starts writing, and then when the timer's up, you compare word counts. You can make friends on the site, you know, essentially the social media thing. They have very active forums, and you can join forums based on genre. You can join forums based on age, if you know, you're in your 40s and above and don't really want to hang out with kids who have a lot more time and energy than you do and hear how awesome their NaNoWriMo is going. So you could find somebody local. Since there are some of you who know a little bit more about NaNoWriMo details than I do, in chat, if you could point out, last year, NaNoWriMo officially said no in-person meetings, for obvious reasons. If you're listening to this far in the future, this is still the 2020 pandemic that just kept going. But now that there's a large part of the world that's vaccinated, I don't know if they're allowing in-person. And no, they couldn't have stopped you, but there were no official NaNoWriMo-sponsored meetups, and there are normally. They have people do, I think they're called municipal liaisons, I think. Okay, no in-person again. Okay, thank you, everybody. Under Pope, Kids Are Asleep, and Star-Eyed Green. Thank you. So no more. In the future, you'll be able to hopefully your area will have at least a couple of people get together and do writing together. If you're shy or awkward and don't know anybody, I'm going to hope your municipal liaison is welcoming and doesn't just look up when you enter the room and look back down. I remember a long time ago, Numbers Ninja and I went to a write-in at a library, and I don't think we were that late, but essentially we went into the room and it was absolutely silent, and some people looked up when we got there, and then they looked back down. No one greeted us. It was super awkward, and I didn't want to do it again. So, but you know, I'm in the privileged position of being able to call up Ursula Vernon and say, hey, you want to get together and write? So I didn't need that group. But I do like the camaraderie of everybody going for the same thing. We're all trying to do this 1,667 words a day. So, let me check in on chat because there's a lot of people talking. Michael Moorcock has a great little article somewhere about writing his novella in 3 days. Novels in 3 days, admittedly, his are we. 3 days, that makes my hands hurt. He might have been on one drug or two drugs. Yeah, I think so. The nanosite still lists a bunch of novels of the 50,000 word length, but yeah, most are longer and older. Neno's been nice to try and get my brain to focus on writing. I've never quote-unquote won, but I have fun with it anyway. I have a very strong opinion on what means win, and I will get to that in a moment. Yeah, the 30 consecutive day. Kurt says, Nano Prepmo starts tomorrow. I had to skip last year because of reasons, but I dare anyone to keep me from doing it this time. Awesome, Kurt. For I Should Be Writing audience, we started a Discord. You don't need to be a Patreon supporter. It's all free for people. And so if you want to see other I Should Be Writing audience members, there's that. And I'll probably be starting that up again. So you can do, there are bots in the Discord that do word wars and do writing prompt ideas. And there's some pretty sophisticated bots out there. It's really impressive. So we'll be doing that. I should probably write down that to put in the show notes later. What else do we got here? Kids are asleep. I tend to write almost exactly half a novel every nano, which sort of works out because I think the middle is off, because the middle is often a mess. Yeah. And Kids Are Asleep posted the Ghostwoods How to Write a Book in 3 days. I'll put that in the show notes too. All right. No in-person, and yes, they're called municipal liaisons. We've got some long-term municipal liaisons. The neat thing about I'm not going to say it again, MLs, is, hey, those are my initials. Anyway, they have to have won NaNoWriMo, which means it's not something I'm allowed to do. It helps get people together in your area. You're in charge of throwing parties and meetups and stuff like that. As far as I know, if I'm missing anything, let me know. Are the MLs doing anything this year, even if not doing meetups and in-person stuff? I'm curious about that. Library write-ins tend to be quiet. Ones at cafes and pubs are more chaotic. Isn't 50,000 the typical Brandon Sanderson outline length? Hey, Todd. Brandon Sanderson is an outlier. I don't know his outline length, but that doesn't surprise me. I know his first book was like 280,000 words. Nobody wants a debut novel that's 280,000 words. And he managed to sell it. So, yeah. That's neat. So, yeah, I was worried that my new novel is longer than anything I've ever written. And in the rewrites that I had to do, I added and added and added. And the editor kind of said, can you slim that down a little bit? And I said, I can try, but in making the changes she asked for, I added more, but she said it didn't feel bloated, so I guess they're not too upset about it. Oh, Peter F. Hamilton is the one that does the 50K outline, says Phased Out. Okay, the MLs do have events. Okay, that's cool. Regional Discord, two different cross-region events. One thing that's interesting is when, like, regions will get into word wars. So, like, in North Carolina, we could have the Raleigh region and the Charlotte region doing word wars. And so it's everybody who've, you know, joined those regions. I'm not sure if it's just have to have it in your bio or if you joined that part of the forum. But anyway, it's interesting where, like, sometimes it's just, like, one against one. And then sometimes it's city against city or state against state. And there's no winning. There's only bragging rights. Let's see, there's a global write-in crawl where you hop between regional Discord servers, and the 100 hours of writing is a Twitch event where streamers go nonstop for 100 hours. How do I not know this, Valerie? Come on! We need to talk about this. We really need to talk about this. We're going to talk about this. I could use that ability. It's difficult keeping the thread of a plot going. My cat is attempting to get my attention by gnawing off my arm. Yes, when the dog has decided she's going to come over and put her very heavy head down on my laptop if I'm sitting at the couch. That's bad. She's really good at hitting different unfortunate keys with her jaw. Sacramento region would have an annual word war with Finland, and Finland always won. Finland is a beast and Phased Out does confirm. Okay, yeah, the whole Twitch thing has got to be a thing. Because I was thinking of doing a couple of live write-ins. And so here's where we're going to get to the failing and losing and all of those negative words. Last year, there was pandemic. And so in everything else that was going on with politics and, you know, racial unrest, it was a very, very stressful year. And I tried to do NaNoWriMo again. And the straw that broke the camel's back was when my agent quit. And at that point, I'm just like, it shouldn't check your phone when you're streaming, unless it's like, you notice it's an important call. But of course, you're going to think an email from your agent is important. And so I got an email and I glanced down at it. And from the first couple of words, you know, it pains me to say this, but et cetera, et cetera. Nothing good ever comes after that. So in the middle of the stream, I saw that she was quitting. And it's like my entire soul just went clump. And I'm like, well, got to finish this podcast. And then what? But that really just destroyed my ability to focus on finishing this book. But I still had a couple of live write-ins that I'd promised to do for you guys. And so I did them. I wasn't really in the mood to write, but I did it because I was scheduled to do it, which is why I love Twitch so much, or streaming, I should say, because for some reason, I'll stick to this schedule. If I make a schedule out myself, I don't care. I'll mess up stuff, but, you know, knowing that I have to be online at a certain time gets me to be online at a certain time. So, I got a lot written in those few write-ins, and I realized I would not have done that had I just been hanging out in November and then got the news that she'd quit and then looked back at my projects. I just would have just been like, all right, I'm just going to take a couple of weeks off to process this, figure out how to start a new agent hunt mid-career, which I'd never done before, and yeah, so at that point, I realized that if you don't join NaNoWriMo and your goal is to write 30,000 words in a month, but you don't have a community, you don't have the bragging rights, you don't have merch. They've got merch, and a lot of people, and they have winner's shirts, which they don't check to see. You can lie, of course, and then you'll know that you didn't earn the shirt, but no, I've never bought a winner's t-shirt. No, I've not. But, you know, there's lots of things that make you a part of something larger. And you could just not have any of that and then just blow off a couple of days. Who cares, right? But if you're doing NaNoWriMo, you are probably going to write more than you would have otherwise done so. Because the event is pushing you to do it. And so even if you don't hit the 50,000 words, you're still ahead. Which is why I do it every year. That, and it's become a running joke, and I like to amuse people. But I know that no matter what happens, I will probably get more written in November than I would have otherwise. So I keep doing it. So I'm going to end the official part of the podcast here. If you would like to hear the rest of the show, then you can check out patreon.com/mightymur and see the, for $1 a month, you can get all the back numbers, the back seasons, the archives. That's what they call them, the archives. So get over 600 episodes for $1. And you will also get these extended episodes that I do live with a lot more chat and a lot more topics. And or you could for free come check us out at twitch.tv/mightymur and watch the stream live. But you can find my website at murverse.com. My email address is mightymur@gmail.com. And I think that's everything. Really, I need to make a list that I hit. I have books out there. Books are a great gift. It's getting to be the holidays. Order now. There's supply chain issues. And if you are a runner, I recommend checking out the Zombies Run app because I have an adventure on there called Godmaker. You can download Zombies Run and get the first two episodes of Godmaker for free. Just in case you want to check it out. It's a dark fantasy. It involves running. And a little old lady who carves gods. That was fun. So anyway, that is the end of this episode, and you should be writing. I Should Be Writing is available to you under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Theme music by John Anilio. Art by Numbers Ninja. Production by Summer Brooks. And hosting by Libsyn. Find all of this information and more at murverse.com. And remember, we can't do this without you. Thanks for your support. Doctor Who. I'm sitting home watching Doctor Who.